Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, doesn't first sit down to calculate the cost to see if there's enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation, finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but didn't have the resource to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down to decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? If not, while he was still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a dramatic scene in today's Gospel. Jesus, as we've been pondering since Luke 9:51, several weeks ago, we were still at the convent, had set his face on Jerusalem. And great crowds were with him. They thought that they were on a triumphal procession for him to be declared publicly the Messiah. And they wanted to share in the celebration and the spoils. We know why Jesus was headed to Jerusalem. And Jesus, for those great crowds, didn't want to just say, "Hey, thanks for coming. Great for you to join us." He wanted them to know what he was about and what the true cost of it of following him is, so that they are able to finish building the tower. They are able to defeat the devil with his 20,000 troops. So Jesus gives three criteria for following him, and they're not easy, but he himself would give all the means necessary to pay the price. First, can't be his disciple as we hate father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, even our own life. The word hate in Hebrew means to knock down a peg, to relativize, to count second or more of importance compared to something higher, that you can only have one true priority, and that priority has got to be God if you're going to be truly Jesus' disciples. Second criterion, have to carry the cross each day, because Jesus was on a long via crucis on his way literally to Calvary and through Calvary to the Father's right side. Third, we have to renounce all our possessions. We have to be detached from them. They cannot own us, because love for mammon is the root of all evil, and evil is what separates us from God. Jesus gives us these two analogies of the tower and the battle so that we might know clearly what we're signing up for and not to seize the kingdom that he's putting before us by half. What really is the price we're called to pay? What's necessary for us to love God enough that we will put all our other loves on a second plane, loving not less, loving him more because we're loving him in God? What is necessary for us to pick up our cross every day? What is necessary for us to purchase the pearl of great price, renouncing all our other possessions in order to be able to do so? St. Paul describes it in today's first reading. He's building on what we talked about yesterday. Let your love be sincere. In the 20 applications of that sincere love that came in a litany thereafter. And he says that the price, the debt we have to pay is to love one another. For the one who loves has fulfilled the law. He begins this whole passage, owe nothing to anyone. Have no debt. Just a huge thing today, just on its own right, as we're living in an age that nobody saves. Our country runs up trillion-dollar deficits. Most people are constantly just trying to make the payments on the interest on their credit cards. Something far different than what Jesus is describing in spiritual poverty and being detached from mammon. But St. Paul specifically calls us to have the debt of loving our neighbor. Loving our neighbor is not just a suggestion. It's not just a command. It's something that we owe to others. St. John Paul II wrote in Love and Responsibility a phrase that's really quite beautiful. That another, the only worthy response to another is the response of love. It's a true debt of love. Because Jesus personalizes himself in others. Whatever you have done for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done to me. There's an incredible debt we owe him. And he wants to draw a lifetime of responding to that love. Now, where do we get the resource to pay that debt? We don't generate them on our own. He continuously gives us what we need in order truly to love our neighbor. That resource is his own love for us, and we receive it every morning at the altar.